Hello friends, now we are going to discuss quality manual in quality management in healthcare. Quality manual actually, for introduction, is a bible of all the quality processes within the healthcare. So typically any healthcare organization has the quality manual. You may consider a healthcare hospital, you may consider a pharmaceutical company, you may consider any organization in healthcare, they have to have a quality manual. That manual actually gives you all the processes which are followed in that particular organization on quality. So let us go and see how does this quality manual exist, who does it, and what are the different processes behind all those quality manual. Quality manual is the first level of documentation in a quality management system. It is an official document produced by a business that details how its quality management system operates. A typical quality manual will include company's quality policy and objectives, goals, as well as detailed description of its quality control system that might include staff roles and relationships, procedures, systems, and any other resources that relate to producing high quality goods or services. In simple words, if we consider an organization is made up of departments. There are people working in these departments. These people have different job responsibilities. They perform a lot of job responsibilities. So it's a important thing to list down all the processes, equipments, and all the different processes which are there in that particular organization. So similar is case with the hospital. Now if we give an analogy of hospitals, so what could be there be? Like, what are the different departments in the hospital? What is the job of that different departments? What are the people that are working in these different departments? Are there roles? Like, for example, let us say, an OPD will be of different therapies. So you have gastroenterology OPD, neurology OPD, cardiology OPD. Okay, in this OPD, what are the people? So if we take cardiology OPD, typically in cardiology OPD, you will have from a person's perspective or personnel perspective, you will have a cardiologist, a senior cardiologist, a junior cardiologist, an ECG technician, then, you know, a ward boys who can help, all the procedures. And then you will have instruments, right? You will have all the ECGs over there, then 2D echo and a lot of things. So all these things will be comprising of the cardiology department. So in this way, mention of all these things, like typically a ECG technician will have a different job responsibility, what will be his qualifications, etc., etc. So all these things are comprising in the quality manual of any organization. Quality manual fully describes the scope of QMS, that is quality management system, that is what should be included in the quality system. It completely explains each and every requirement of the ISO 9001 standard. It contains a complete detail and explanation of exclusions, that is what should be eliminated in the quality system. So a quality manual can be a bible. So it can be a bible of all the necessary procedures under scope and out of scope. So what to include, what not to include. Simple. It contains references for the quality procedures used to describe all the QMS processes. So again, when I mean QMS, it is quality management system. A flowchart represents the series and interaction of your key business processes. So typically there is a flowchart, you know, like how is the process moving, what are the stakeholders, how are the steps, what are the steps, what are the continuous steps. What is the step if this doesn't, you know, happen? Who's the escalation point, etc., etc. organization's quality policies, which shows that organization is strictly committed to the quality. And that is very important, because if you don't have quality policy jotted down, how are you going to do it? And how are you going to implement a quality policy? Right? So you will have to jot down the quality policy, and that is how you will have to enforce that all these quality policies will be implemented. What are the primary uses of this quality manual? The primary uses of this quality manual are: 1. To communicate management's expectations for quality to the organization. Okay, so what is the management expectation for quality? How does management feel that we can give, maybe here hospital management or any healthcare management can feel that we can give 100% quality to the organization? To reveal the organization conformity or compliance with ISO 9000 requirements. So ISO 9000 requirements are the general global requirements which are there, international requirements. Now our hospital, if we are starting a hospital, our hospital has to comply with that from a quality perspective. To serve as a measure for compliance to management's expectations for internal audits, ISO audits and customer audits. Audits is nothing but part and parcel of their quality process. Who does audits? Any customer representative, or maybe any government representative or ISO representative, international representatives, they will come and audit. And okay, what they do in audit? They will see, okay, do you have a process? Okay, we can put the quality manual in front of the auditors. They will go through each process of that quality manual. And then they will try to figure out whether it is compliant to ISO or some, you know, general regulations. And then another part is whether what you are doing is compliant to your quality processes or not. So that is how the quality manual is actually important. Quality assurance manual helps in designing the quality management processes to build up the effective quality management system in the organization. Obviously, if you are having a quality assurance manual, you will always build a effective quality management system. It helps to lead an organization to continuous improvement. Obviously, you will have to have lot of improvements which will be continuous on an ongoing basis. Project managers can lead their companies in a better and efficient way thanks to the quality manual. Project managers can lead their companies, absolutely, because see, what happens is these project managers are in charge of different projects within the hospital, within the company, within different organizations. And if you have a quality manual, like let us say I am a project manager and I am handling a clinical research activity in a hospital. Obviously, I am a hospital employee. So I would go back to the quality manual and try to understand, okay, if we are going to develop a clinical research process in our hospital, who are the people that I am going to appoint, what are their job responsibilities, what are their minimum experience expected, and what is the job that they are going to do. So all these things, what are the infrastructure, where I am going to locate, who are my external stakeholders, who are my internal stakeholders, all these things will be there in the quality manual. And that will be very useful for me as a project manager to start all these activities. It saves time and money during implementation of ISO 9001 quality system. Yes, time and money is very, very important, because during this ISO 9000 quality system, there are many audits, many, many audits, and there are a lot of checks which comes. And there are a lot of findings which actually happen in all these audits. If the organization or the healthcare or the hospital organization has a habit of auditing themselves again and again and again, then they know what are the mistakes and they know how to improvise on the mistakes. And it will save time and money during the ISO quality audit systems. What is required from a quality manual? Now, we were up till now discussing about quality manual, quality manual, quality manual, right? But what is expected out of that? Yes. So let us understand the scope of quality manual. This is to identify the limit of the system and is based on the scope agreed with the registrar to be placed on the ISO 9001 certificate. First important part of the scope of a quality management system is, what is the limit of the system? Okay, your quality management system is there, you have a lot of processes, but where is the scope? To what departments? To what people? To what processes? To what equipments is this quality management extended? That is the scope. This is the explanation of what your company does. In short, if anybody wants to understand how your company acts, it has to open the quality management system. They will understand everything. So it is quality manual is the Bible of your process of your company. Second part of the scope requirement is to identify any exclusion from the standard. Yes. So we have to also see, ISO 9000 will have 100 of quality application. But are those in the scope of your organization? It may not be. It may be, it may not be. If it is scope, yes. If it is not in scope, then you may not want to implement it. Right? Simple. What is required again from a quality management in a procedure way? So, documented procedures established for the quality management system are only 6 as required by ISO 9001 standard. That is, control of documents, control of records, internal audit, control of non-conforming products, corrective actions and preventive actions. Documented procedures if non-conformances would occur in case the procedure was not written down. We will take one by one. Document control should be there. Why? Because all this control is for what? For a traceability. See, they have to understand, we have to understand that hospital has to have a traceability. That means it should have a perfect record. And if anybody, any auditor comes, he should actually go back in the previous times and pull out some information. Like for example, let us say, we all know epidemics, they come time after time, right? Like, they can be repeated. So, like for example, let us say dengue. There was a dengue epidemic. Let us say, our hospital had patients of dengue, maybe in 2000. Now it is 2018, right? So let us say in 2020, again dengue starts with a resistant, you know, species. We should understand, and the patient will start flocking to the hospital. At that point of time, will it not be helpful that if we check out the previous reports of the dengue epidemiology, or which patients were there, or what kind of treatment happened, will it not be useful to the forthcoming dengue epidemic to address that epidemic? Yes, it would be. So control of documents should be there. Control of records, again, electronic medical records should be there. They should not be transferred to some other person because of confidentiality matter. Today there are regulations in the US, and maybe in the healthcare, and maybe in India also it will be coming. That is HIPAA guidelines. So all these HIPAA and all these, you know, records, all the government regulations, they demand that the records, electronic records, should be confidential of all the patients. Like if a patient is suffering from Down syndrome, we don't want another person to be understanding that person X is suffering from Down syndrome. Okay. Internal audit. Internal audit is also one of the very important good way of improving quality and ensuring quality. Control of non-conforming products, absolutely. There will be products which will be non-conforming to the ISO regulations. That control should be managed. If there are some issues, there are some actions, then problems, then we have to actually correct this problem. So that is why CAPA or corrective actions and preventive actions is there. Obviously in audit they will always be there, okay, this is not there, this is not there, and then these auditors will give you a timeline. Okay, for this you have 1 month, for this completion activity you have 5 days, etc. You have to do that. Documented procedures if non-conformances would occur. In case sometimes what happens is the procedure is not written down. Okay, simple. So all these things should be mentioned. So in all, in a totality, quality manual is the Bible of the quality processes which are followed within an organization. A description of the interaction of the processes. This is most simply done with a flowchart that identifies all the processes in the organization with arrows showing how they connect. Simple, you can use, there are lot of softwares. There is Microsoft Project chart, then Gantt chart are there, then you have Visios and lot of things. But with these all technology, you can actually describe the interaction of the processes. While an in-depth flowchart may help you to better understand the interactions between the processes in your organization, a simple top level flowchart is all that is needed for most people to understand the basics. Right? So that is where it is very, very important that you should have a in-depth flowchart and you have a complete top level flowchart as well. So you should understand which people are there, how are they, which departments are there, which departments are merging towards each other, which documents are flowing from one department to other department, what is the type of data that is flowing, is it confidential, not confidential, etc. So all these things should be, properly captured in the quality manual. So contents of a quality manual. So in introduction it would be, our quality manual is this is a healthcare system dedicated to providing a high quality, cost effective, compassionate healthcare to the patients, regardless of their ability to pay. It is a teaching system for XXX College of Medicine and University of this. We train the next generation of healthcare providers, nurses and allied health professionals. A member board of managers appointed by Dash governs this health system and approves this manual. So this is a template actually, which is followed, in a quality manual as an introductory part. So you are actually explaining anything that if you read this content, it's very simple that you have a healthcare system, which is the College of Medicine, which is the university, and then how we train the next generation healthcare providers and so on and so forth. What is the purpose? The quality of manual outlines this system's organizational approach to monitoring and improving quality, patient safety and performance. The manual supports our commitment to our patients in that it supports health system's mission, vision, values and strategic goals. The manual also establishes a systematic organization, that is wide approach to quality, clinical and operational, that cultivates a culture of patient safety and continual performance improvement. Mission, vision, goals and values are most important part in any organization. If you have a mission, then only you will have a vision. So mission is what you are going to achieve. Like for example, a TB hospital might have a mission, that our mission is to whatever patients are in our organization or in our hospital, they should be TB free, they should be treatment, the treatment should be 100% quality, and they should, when they go out, they should be TB free. That can be a mission. Vision, for completing the mission, what is your vision of that hospital? They will employ lot of good professionals, they will have equipments, they will have good infrastructure, they will have good quality approach, they will have lot of things. Okay, they will have associations with different clinical trials which will be going on, and different associations with different key opinion leaders in TB, etc., etc. What are the values? In all doing all these things, they may say, the hospital may say that our value is being forthright, being honest, giving excellent quality. These are values, and they have to stick to that if they mention. And strategic goals. So strategic goals are strategically inclined. Like, for example, after 1 year, we will have so much. The goal is this much. After 2 years, the goal will be this much. After 5 years, the goal will be different. So in this way, the goals are actually different as per we go year-wise. Guiding principles. Creating a culture of safety, including providing safe care and a safe environment and continual improvement, is the work of entire organization. Health system has adopted 6 domains of healthcare quality as the guiding principles for our quality manual. Now this is again an example of a quality manual. So in other systems quality manual it can be different. The following 6 aims guide our work to facilitate performance excellence: safe, timely, effective, efficient, equitable, and patient-centered. So you recollect, these were the same principles that we had seen earlier. So quality manual will actually imbibe all those points which are related to the quality. Quality policy. Health system will continually improve its quality management system in order to fulfill its mission, vision, values and promise in delivering high quality health care to patients. Our mission: we improve our patients' health by delivering high quality health care and by training the next generation of health professionals. This can be a mission of a hospital with a medical school, that they want to improve the patient's health by delivering high quality health care and also by training the next generation of the health professionals. So this can be one of the very, very important quality policy of or mission of the healthcare or the hospital. Second, our vision: to create a healthier community and be recognized as one of the country's best healthcare systems. This can be the vision, that they want to create a healthier community and be recognized as one of the country's healthcare systems, because then only they can reach to their mission. Values: our patients, our staff and partners, compassionate cares, trust, integrity, mutual respect, communication, education, research and innovation. Lot of values. But interesting, because doing all these quality, because they are ensuring the quality. So they have a vision, they have a mission, and they are ensuring the quality by focusing on their values, which are nothing but their patients, staff and partners. So maintaining stakeholders is one of their values. Compassionate care, trust, integrity. That means they are focusing on integrity also as a major value of that organization. Now it depends how they implement, because if they have mentioned this, they should implement the same values. Contents of a quality manual. Again, this is the fourth, that is the quality policy. Our promise. So this is very, very important. What is the promise of the this particular organization? To provide high quality healthcare by knowledgeable and highly trained staff. Absolutely. Your staff has to be knowledgeable. They have to be, like, you take any grade D staff as well, or grade A or grade B or grade C, whatever you want. Even right from your people who are actually sweeping or mopping the floor, or the people, the lowest class of laborers that you have in your hospitals, they should also be highly trained, because even they are doing a menial job, People expect quality out of that. Like, for example, a menial job would be washing the floors. But if that is not done properly, patient disapproves. And that is very, very important. To provide prompt, friendly and courteous service. Obviously. Without a prompt, friendly and courteous service, you would not get any expectations or any good feedback from the patients. To be sensitive and responsive to our patients' needs and concerns as well as their families. Obviously, sometimes what happens is the family of the patient is, because especially you would recollect that if you go in ICU, if suppose some person is admitted in the ICU, then the near and dear ones, they are not allowed to sit even in the premises of that ICU. They are told to go down because they should not disturb the, disturb the remaining patients. But this information, patients' relative do not have before entering the ICU. One of the important aspects of ICU is when you actually go in the ICU, okay, when you open the door and go in, you are told remove your footwears and then come, or remove your footwears, wear some chappals and then come. That is, the OT chappals are there, or footwear, I would say. Most people don't know, because in a fit or in a situation where you are drastically dependent or drastically, very much afraid of the situation, and you want your patient, already he is in bleeding, in trauma, you don't want him to lose the sight, you don't want to lose him from your sight, you are accompanying him in a fit of rush and you go along with him with your slippers or with your footwear inside the ICU. Immediately the nurse, the matron, they will come and tell you, no, sir, excuse me, you have to remove the footwear. But there is a way how to communicate this important aspect to the patient. You can't just come and shout, because nobody is your servant or nobody is your slave. Because you can only shout to a servant or a slave, not to anybody else, right? So the officers or the nurses, they have to bear in mind that they should not go and shout at the first moment. They can obviously tell them, because you have to understand, empathy is again one of them. So you have to understand that patients' relatives are always in a very pensive mood. So you have to take that very, very important part, and then you have to actually go into it. Then, to provide a clean, comfortable and safe environment in all our settings. Yes, it is very, very important, because we have to provide a clean and comfortable and safe environment in all our settings. That is a necessity, but it's absolute necessity. Strategic goals. Our patients. Enhancement of the clinical quality, patient safety and patient satisfaction is the strategic goal. Yes. Absolutely, because enhancement or improvement of the quality and safety, patient safety and satisfaction is one of the important goals. Our family. Invest, reward, leverage our most important asset, our dedicated staff. Absolutely, if you don't reward your dedicated staff, they are not going to be motivated. And so to keep them motivated, in order to get a quality service from them, you have to invest, reward and leverage. Our home. Continue to invest in and modernize our medical equipment, information technology and facilities, infrastructure. Obviously, you have to improvise your infrastructure. Now, latest trends are coming. Information technology has pierced the hospitals in a very powerful way. So, you have to utilize information technology in the hospitals. Financial stability. Of course, this is the one of the important and the topmost priority. Creating a strong financial foundation to build towards our future, to take advantage of the opportunity to design an innovative value-based model for healthcare services. That is, because if finances are not there, nothing is there. Scope and exclusion. The quality manual encompasses all the health system departments and services, including those furnished under contract or arrangement. Yes, some departments would be under contract, some departments would be going ahead. So that impact the patient care, safety and health outcome. So this is one of the scope and exclusion. What is in, what is out, that is important part in any quality manual. So overview will be, this disease health system is a comprehensive integrated healthcare system dedicated to providing high quality, cost effective, compassionate health care to all patients regardless of their ability to pay. To fulfill its service mission, health system operates following function. Then list of function. You may have that certain hospitals may say that, you know, a patient whose income is less than XYZ, you know, they, we can have this compassionate service or, you know, free healthcare, etc., etc. So that can also be added actually over there. Process interaction. The processes within this system, quality management system, are interrelated. Like for example, you have admin department, billing department, you have OPD department, IPD department, minor OT, OT, operation theatres. Then you even have CT scan department, MRI department, lab department, lot of things. So they are all interrelated, right? The system processes interaction diagram can provide the level of illustration. So you can say that, you know, for example, admin, then you have X-ray, you have CT scan, then you have lab, all these departments are interrelated that way. So here you can see the process interaction. Okay, you can see that quality management system overall, this entire blocks, all these blocks are actually the quality management systems. Management responsibility, resource management, measurement and analysis and improvement, and service realization, that is the patient care. So here you have customer requirements, which is also management responsibility. Here you have customer satisfaction, that is also a management responsibility, correct? So you have a quality management system, management responsibility, customer requirements and customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction, how are you going to measure? Measurement, analysis and improvement, service realization, that is the patient care. And resource management, by resource management, management responsibility goes into resource management, which gives the patient care and which gives the measurement, analysis and improvement, which is the customer satisfaction. So this is nothing but the process interaction. Contents of a quality manual. QMS structure, that is the organization chart, documented procedures. You have control of documents, control of records, internal audits, control of non-conforming products, corrective actions, preventive actions. Then you have SOPs, standard operative procedures, measurement, analysis and improvement, quality goals, continual performance improvement, that is projects, activities, wherever is the performance applied, patient safety, risk management plan. So risk management plans are there because see, in every project there will be risk, and these risks will have to be managed. So you will have to identify risks and then you have to manage it. Like for example, in the hospital, the risk may be that no CT scan. So what are you going to do? So temporarily transfer, get an alignment with the CT scan centers nearby, invest some time and efforts and in budget in building and getting an ambulance, because you may not have a CT scan, but you may have an ambulance to transfer the patient. So that way you can, you know, actually work out what are the risk management plans. Thank you.